And that means God is in me. I'm bigger than any devil. You are bigger than any devil, any disease, any evil. Hallelujah. They may come against us. We may be tested and tried, persecuted, all of that, but they cannot overcome us. Paul is a good example of that. He talked about all the perils he was in, swords and perils and hungry and beaten and stoned and left for dead in the night and the day in the sea. You know, he was in the cold. He was naked and hungry, snake bitten. I mean, you name it, it happened to him. What did Paul say in his journey? All these things tried to stop him, but they couldn't. He stood at the end of his journey, mission, assignment, destiny that God had assigned him to do. He stood and said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I kept the faith. Now I'm ready. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you, Jesus conquered the enemy. So let's look at this. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and power. Notice, he's the head of all, were they good or bad. He's still the head of all principality and power. Hallelujah. In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hand, in the putting off, notice, in the putting off, made with hand, in the putting off of the body of sin, of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ. Christ put off, cut away, removed from us, and set us free from sin. The blood washed us clean, and sin, stain, guilt, influence, power, was totally eradicated, wiped out. Can't find a trace in a born again spirit. So you gotta, that's why you're in this, why I'm in this word, you're in this word, we study, we teach, to find out so we know what to tell sin when it shows up, because it's of the devil. God is not a sinner. Jesus is not a sinner. So I'm not a sinner. So don't let nobody put that on you. You've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So let's read the 11th verse again. In whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hand, in the putting off of the body of sin of the flesh through the circumcision of Christ. Bear it. Now watch this now. Bear it with him in baptism. Jesus took our place. We were buried with him in the baptism into death, wherein also you're raised. Now watch it. Raised with him through the faith and operation of God. Notice we were buried with him. Not separate. He was buried. He was put to death apart. No. We were buried with him. We were raised with him. Raised with him, how? Through the faith and operation of God, who has raised him from the dead. Who has raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he made alive, quicken that word, quicken. Now notice again, made alive with him. Listen, made alive with him. Not when you got born again, not when you accept that's when you found out about it, but you were made alive. I was made alive. We were made alive with him when he was raised from the dead. Now listen to this statement. The same resurrection power, the same mighty power that God used to raise Jesus from the dead. Get this. He raised you with that same power. Woo! And Jesus have taken a seat at the right hand of the Father. I'm going to say it again. Jesus has taken a seat at the right hand of the Father, and you and I have been raised together with him. And that means death cannot rule us again. So that's why Satan tried to trick you, throw things at you, keep you away from the word, keep you away from prayer, and live in the natural all the time. No, you're born of the spirit. You need to get in the words. The word of God is spiritual. The word of God is Jesus, the living word. Jesus is the living word of God, and the spirit of God in you is there to teach you, reveal to you who you are in Christ, what you have, what's been done. Satan totally defeated. His total defeat. He had been completely defeated, but he goes around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, trying to scare you, trying to frighten you. But when you know who you are and that Christ on the inside of you, and you let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, that word would teach you, admonish you in song and hymn and spiritual song, teaching, admonishing you. So you will be built up in your faith, and you are secure in your walk with him. You're confident that he's in you is bigger, stronger, greater. So listen to verse 14. It says, you were dead, quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Verse 14 says, blotting out the handwriting of ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Hallelujah. Now I want to read that same verse from the Passion Translation. That's Colossians 2:14.